This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and South Korean President Moon Jae-in Friday hailed the strength of the alliance between the two countries after the strains of the Trump era during a day of talks expected to dominate by North Korea, China, and COVID-19 vaccines. After a one-on-one meeting in the Oval Office, the two leaders were joined by top aides in the state dining room for broad discussion that included North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Moon told Biden that South Korea will closely work with the U.S. to achieve complete denuclearization and establish a permanent peace on the Korean Peninsula. Moon approached his Washington visit hoping it would provide fresh impetus to his dream of building peace with North Korea, but U.S. officials have played down the prospect of a dramatic fresh initiative. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday that there has been no shift in his commitment to Israel's security, but insisted a two-state solution that includes a state for Palestinians remains the only answer to that conflict. He spoke at the White House news conference on the first full day of the ceasefire, after 11 days of Israeli-Hamas fighting that killed well over 200 people, most of them Palestinians in Gaza. Biden, speaking at the end of the visit by President of South Korea Moon Jae-in, also played down the idea that the newly ended fighting had opened a rift among Democrats. U.S. President Joe Biden and South Korean President Moon Jae-in pledged to form a comprehensive partnership to accelerate vaccine rollout to the world. Biden announced that the U.S. would vaccinate 550,000 South Korean service members who serve alongside U.S. forces on the peninsula. Biden also says that he hopes to use domestically produced